Hillary Clinton, Trump rally shows time has come again to fight for democracy. By Joshua Kaplan on July 18, 2019. Twice failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has joined the chorus of outraged Democrats ripping President Donald Trump's Wednesday evening rally in Greenville, North Carolina, where he once re-upped his criticism of the far-left Democrat squad. Democracy may be our birthright as Americans, but it's not something we can ever take for granted. Every generation has to fight for it, Clinton wrote on Twitter Thursday morning. After last night's Trump rally, it's clearer than ever that the time has come again. During his remarks before a raucous crowd of supporters, President Trump took aim at Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DMA, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA. They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave. Let them leave, said the president. They're always telling us how to run it, how to do this. You know what? If they don't love it, tell them to leave it. As President Trump laced into Omar for her various remarks critical of the U.S., some attendees broke out in a send her back chant. The Minnesota Democrat is a Somalia-born refugee who became a U.S. citizen in 2000 when she was aged 17. 2020 Democrats expressed outrage over last night's rally. This president is desperate. Calling out his racism, xenophobia, and misogyny is imperative, tweeted Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. But he's trying to divide us and distract from his own crimes, and from his deeply unpopular agenda of letting the wealthy and well-connected rip off the country. We must do more. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, posted, Trump knows that when we stand together and fight for racial, social, economic and environmental justice, we have the power to defeat him. So the demagogue is doing what he knows best, divide and conquer through hate. His attacks only make us stronger. President Trump's Wednesday remarks were the latest in a series of criticisms directed at the four freshman congresswomen, who on Sunday, the president challenged to go back to the crime-infested places from which they came.